it's Alec from the Danks, and you're listening to the Earshot Top 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the top 10 albums, and this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we're counting them down right from earshot-online.com. First hour of the program, the last hour of the program, you just heard the first 10 in our Entertainment 411 from Stephen Karlick, so thanks to him for that. And now we're going to get into the top 10, and it all comes from that wonderful website. These are the charts for the week ending Tuesday, August 20th. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you venture on over there.
You will find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony said, we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and load with some more.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All great ways to connect. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on this show, as we do from time to time. And we'll be doing that in this hour of the program. John Malone from In Flight Safety will join us throughout the countdown to chat a little bit about the band and what they've got on the dock. But first, before we get into that, we have to continue the countdown. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
Rising one spot this week to number 10 from number 11 is The Danks from the album Gank. You're going to hear a track called Not News. At number 9 up from 18 is Fur Trade. Their debut is called Don't Get Heavy. You're going to hear a track called In Between Dreams. And sitting still at number 8 is the latest from a monomyth called King. Does This Not Please You? And you're going to hear a track called Hesse.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Joke out of what you said and did. You leave me on the side.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Hesse by Monomyth from their latest EP, King. Does This Not Please You? Sitting still at number 8 this week. At number 9, up from 18, is Fur Trade from Don't Get Heavy, their debut. You heard In Between Dreams, and starting off that set was The Danks from the album Gank, a track called Not News. and that rises one spot to number 10.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. We're counting down the charts from Earshot-Online. Head on over to that website if you haven't checked it out. It is really cool. Lots there for you to look around at, and you can always get a sneak peek at the charts and what's coming up when you hear this show if you go there Wednesday, because the charts are normally published Tuesday evening or Wednesday before around noon. So you can get a sneak peek of that. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, John Malone joins us from In Flight Safety to talk about the band and what's going on with them. But first, before we do that, we have another track to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in.
All the way up from number 30 to number 7 is Diana from their debut Perpetual Surrender, a track called Strange Attraction.
All right, stay around the wrong way. See your shot 20. Canadian rock band In Flight Safety are pretty busy these days with an album in the works and some upcoming tour dates and festivals on the calendar. And John Mullane from the band is on the line. John, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, summertime is busy for a lot of bands. I'm sure it's no different for you guys. What has the band been up to so far this summer?
We're a weird band. We're busy. I find we're busiest in the fall, winter, and spring. Usually, but this summer we've been particularly busy with a few shows and still working on the last bits of our next record. So quite busy trying to balance one-off shows and then packing up all the stuff and getting it back into the studio and getting back into there as much as we can outside of our other jobs and stuff. So it's been pretty busy juggling everything, that's for sure.
And what can you tell us about the new album? I know that people are probably really excited about seeing what's going to come next for you guys. Is there any change in direction with your sound or the way that this album's going to come out compared to your previous?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I think, you know, obviously it's a good question every record, but I think this record is quite different in a lot of ways, because we have, like, a lot of changes in our camp where at the moment Glenn and I are working on our own on the songs, and we had stopped working with Brad and Dan about a year ago, and because they're working on other things and busy, and we decided to just sort of make some changes so that everyone was happy and able to do the things they needed to do. So that right away, that sort of brought a hyper-focus to what Glenn and I bring to the table. We do a lot of the writing and have over the years, so it didn't change the writing too much, but it certainly brought a lot of focus to the types of aesthetics that Glenn and I go after are going to be very much highlighted on this new record. Excuse me. And those types of aesthetics are kind of a little more clean lines. And, you know, there's some 80s feel to some of the stuff. We've brought a lot of the synth back and piano, which is kind of not as prominent on the last record, even though it was on quite a few songs. So, yeah, those are the kinds of changes we've made. And we've really been able to kind of spend some time finding a crop of songs that allow us to feel like we're going forward.
And have you had the opportunity to put any of these songs out there yet and perform them live and see what your crowd reaction is, what your fan reaction is to some of the new stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of benefit to having about 4 years between records, is we started playing a lot of the new songs when we were on tour in Europe in 2011, and been able to really know what songs, like, we tend to, for some reason, the songs that end up being the singles, I guess, quote-unquote singles, tend to get played live a lot, so they get road tested for a long time, for usually a year or two before they get recorded. So we had the benefit of time and checking out different stuff and how it fit into the catalog of what we had, and how it sort of how it points forward as well. So yeah, we've been playing a lot of new songs at the new shows, or the shows we've been doing the last couple of years. So we've been playing, I think, 5 or 6 new songs. So when they've all worked out really well, so I think that's a good sign. And typical that if they don't work, we tend to just shelve them, which we've done in the past.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way with John after we head back into the countdown to bring you our number 6 spot on the charts. It's Ray Spoon. Keep it locked. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
You won't see it until it's too late. Rolling from you in some unnamed way. Love is a hunter. Love is a hunter. Love is a hunter, and it's coming for you. Thank you.
And that was Ray Spoon entering the charts at number 6 this week. And we're back now with John Malone from InFlight Safety.
And so coming up in just about a month's time, you'll be on the road towards down by our area, actually, Fredericton, New Brunswick. You'll be at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival, and you're going to be performing there with 2 hours traffic. What can people expect from that show? Are you excited about this, about playing this show, and what can people expect?
Definitely. We've been trying to get involved with Harvest and Jazz and Blues for the past 5 or 6 years, so it's finally been able to make everything work, and really thrilled to be asked to play it. Huge fans of the festival, so that's wonderful, and we're excited to be playing with our friends 2 hours. And yeah, I mean, for us, we're going to bring a bunch of new songs, but we're at a point in our career, we've been a band 10 years, where we can kind of bring a lot of the classics out of the woodwork, and so we kind of play like, you know, a selected amount of songs off of all records, and that includes even Vacation Land. There's still some songs there that we enjoy playing, so it's kind of a neat retrospective. So fans coming out, we haven't been in Fredericton in a while, so fans who come to those shows get to really see hopefully a good smattering of stuff we've done over the years and some new stuff.
And you guys have quite a unique relationship with 2 Hours Traffic. I know you've toured with them before. Is there a friendship there, a bond there? How did that kind of work out for you guys?
Well, I think with those guys in particular, a couple guys in our original in our original lineup were from PEI, and there's always a tie between Charlottetown and Summerside and Halifax for us. And so we met them very early on. You know, they've been a band about 10 years as well. So we did some of our first shows in PEI with them, and I can recall hearing, I think more often than I should, which is on their first EP, and just being like, this is a great band, and expected they would continue to do things, and of course they did. But we've just been fans of them for a long time, and always found a bit of a common ground musically with them. I think there's not a ton of fans out east that do kind of the stuff that fits in with InFlight and in 2 Hours Traffic. There are a lot of new young bands now coming up, but for many years there wasn't a ton of bands playing kind of you know, melodic pop with keyboards and synths and stuff like that.
And some people have told me this before, when you're from PEI, and if you've ever been in a band in PEI, you kind of know everybody that's in the music scene. It seems like everybody just kind of rotates through different bands in that area.
Definitely. I mean, I could do a whole half hour on the PEI music scene, well, in particular the rock or indie music scene and you know, in Charlottetown. It's just so tightly knit and so good. They put out so many bands, so many great bands. They punch way above their weight category in terms of population, so there's definitely something going on over there, and I think it's small enough that they're able to just really work together and bang ideas off each other, and there's a ton of people pursuing really, really interesting stuff. So, I mean, it's just been, I've been in awe of it. I think Halifax is starting up again, but it was in a bit of a, in my opinion, in just a bit of a slower growth period in the past 5 years or so, but, you know, with the exceptions of Richard Coyne and stuff like that, and but yeah, it's picking up again here, but PEI's always just turned out amazing bands.
Very cool. All right, well, Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival, anybody out there listening, you still have time to get your tickets. It is September 14th is when InFlight Safety will be playing with 2 Hours Traffic, and that's over the weekend, so you can head on out to that. And also, if you want to find out more information about InFlight Safety, go to the website inflightsafety.ca. It's all right there. John, thanks very much for taking the time to chat.
Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it. I haven't been to St. John in a while, and really look forward to coming back to New Brunswick soon.
In an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is InFlight Safety on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I don't believe
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track by In Flight Safety called The Warning. And before that, in between the interviews you heard from our charts, at number 6 debuting this week is the latest release from Montreal-based Ray Spoon, which is a genre-spanning album titled My Perry Home, which features the score and soundtrack to the documentary of the same name. And you heard a track called Love is a Hunter. And you also heard from Diana a track called Strange Attraction. This week, all the way up to number 7 from 30, is their debut album, Perpetual Surrender.
And a big thanks to John Malone for joining us on the program and chatting about In-Flight Safety. Really great to hear what that band is up to. And again, remember to check out the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. They'll be there. That's happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And no matter where you are across Canada, get your tickets. It's a great, great festival. All right, a few more tracks to bring you before the hour is up, and we're going to get moving along right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5.
Sitting still, number 5 is The Ketamines from the album You Can't Serve Two Masters, Everybody Gets Down. And after that, at number 4 from 9 is Dinosaur Bones from Shaky Dream, a track called End of Life Crisis.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Where'd
It's the Earshot 20.
That was End of Life Crisis by Dinosaur Bones there at number 4 from 9 this week. And that's from their new album, Shaky Dream. And The Ketamine Sits Still at number 5 from You Can't Serve Two Masters. Starting off that set was a track called Everybody Gets Down.
Now, I know you've probably missed this because you didn't get it for the last couple weeks. I'm just not as good at putting this together as Brian is.
There was no lowdown without me?
There was not.
So disappointing.
It was without you. But now it's back. Brian's going to let you know what's on the charts new this week, but not falling into the top 20. It's falling just below, and we call it...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
The Toronto-based sludge rock group HSY was formed in 2011 and dropped their self-titled debut EP at number 47. Montreal troubadour Chris Velen releases album number 5, The Long Goodbye, at number 45. Vancouver multi-instrumentalist Carrie Pratt releases his latest collection of songs as Prairie Cat, this time in the form of a 7-inch called Got Nothing. The North Carolina alt-rock power-pop quartet Superchunk released their second album after nearly a decade of silence, entitled I Hate Music, and it charts at number 39. Winnipeg indie pop ensemble Royal Canoe releases their debut album, Today We're Believers, and hits the charts at number 33 after being delayed from its original June release. Sarah Neufeld, the violinist for Arcade Fire, Bell Orchestra, and the Luyas, releases her debut album, Hero Brother, and that is at number 27. The Berlin electronic duo of Mode Selector and Apparat releases their second album together under the title Moderate, and that album is called Simply 2, and it is at number 24. And finally, number 23, Nashville duo Joy Williams and John Paul White released the second album of alternative country under the moniker The Civil Wars, this time self-titled.
All right, and my name pick of the week, Superchunk. I think that's funny. Love it. It's my favorite. You never give me anything off of this. Although you called me out once for not doing my name pick, so I'm going to keep doing it now.
I think you should.
All right.
It entertains me.
Okay, thanks for that, Brian. And we're going to move along now and continue doing the countdown, which only a couple more tracks before the hour is up. And you find out who is in the number one spot and not a lot of movement in our top three.
At number 3, up from 6, is Imaginary Cities from the album Follow Romance. You're going to hear a track called Silver Lining. And sitting still at number 2 and number 1 are Jay Arner and Ostra, respectively. Jay Arner's album, of course, self-titled, and the new Ostra album, Olympia. We'll let you know the tracks you heard when we return.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Strange.
Earshot 20. Number 2. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
The way of the water.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still again this week is Austria from their latest record, Olympia. You heard a track called Sleep. Before that, sitting still number two was Jay Arner from his self-titled debut, a track called Out to Lunch. And starting off that set at number three up from six was Imaginary Cities. You heard a track called Silver Lining. That is from their newest album, Fall of Romance.
Look at that. We did it again. Another week, another countdown. And thanks for sticking with us throughout the program. It's really great that you're tuning in. And if you're wondering about this program, I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. And this show airs and broadcasts live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, campus and community radio station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And Brian's going to run down a few of those for you right now.
Yes, you could be listening to us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX, the X92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW also in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, The Scope, and newly starting this week on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. is EastCoastKitchenParty.net.
Awesome. You could also go back and listen to any part of the program if you've missed any part of it, or you heard a song and you want to know what the name of that song was so that you can check it out online. It is radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, where you can download the program and you can also podcast this show on iTunes. All right. That does it for us. Another week. We're all done. We'll be back next week with a new countdown, and maybe we'll even have some movement in our top two spots who have been sitting steady for the last few weeks. Stick around. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.